Welcome to the Seattle Public Library's podcasts of author readings and library events. Library podcasts are brought to you by the Seattle Public Library and Foundation. To learn more about our programs and podcasts, visit our website at www.spl.org. To learn how you can help the Library Foundation support the Seattle Public Library, go to foundation.spl.org.
We want to begin today's program by acknowledging that we are on Duwamish land. Throughout 2018, the library is very much looking forward to doing a series of Native-led cultural programs, and we invite you to visit spl.org to learn more. Today's program is made possible with support from the Seattle Public Library Foundation. We're going to turn the program over to Dr. Quentin Morris, and he'll tell you a little bit more about today's concert.
Hi, I'm Quentin Morris, violin professor, actually at Seattle University, and have an organization called The Key to Change. So happy to be here to present all of my students here. Want to give a special thank you to the curator of this event, Davida Ingram, for allowing all of my students to be here. So excited to have all of my students here in Seattle to perform here in this beautiful venue. We've worked incredibly hard. This is a first. I've called this kind of a first for us. For many of students here, this is the first time that they ever performed here in Seattle, let alone here at this wonderful library. It's a first for some of them because some of them have never played a solo in a public setting like this, which is really fantastic. It's a first for some of them. They're playing more advanced repertoire, which is also a really big first. And then I think finally, a first for some of them, they're meeting for the first time. And so this is an event of celebration, and I'm so thankful to be here and so thankful for the students and, of course, their parents for allowing me to teach all of these wonderful young people. Each student is going to come up and introduce their piece, and they're going to tell you who they are, what school they go to, and we're going to have a great show. So I hope that you all enjoy this performance. Oh, also, I just want to acknowledge a couple board members who are here from The Key to Change. Can you just kind of wave your hand? Thank you so much for coming and being here and supporting our students. And of course, again, thanks to the Seattle Public Library and to parents for your support. Enjoy the show.
Hello, I am Haley Camp, and today I will be playing three movements of Bach Partita number 3 in E major, and I'll be playing the gavotte, the bourrée, and the gigue.
Thank you. My name is Fernanda, and I am from Auburn High School, and I will be playing Long, Long Ago.
Madison and I go to Northwood Middle School, and I'll play Go Tell Aunt Rhody and Andantino.
I'm Ellie. I go to Meeker Middle School, and I will be playing May Song and Long, Long Ago.
My name is Hosea. I'm from Meridian Middle School, and I'll be performing Minuet 1 and Etude. Thank you.
is Tristan. I'm from Cedar Heights Middle School, and I'm going to play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
My name is David Amador. I will be attending Green River Community College next fall, and I will be playing Andantino for you guys tonight.
I go to Cedar Heights Middle School, and I'm going to be playing Go Tell Aunt Rhody.
Mapleview Middle School, and I'm going to be playing Perpetual Motion.
Hi, my name is Darius, and I go to Liberty Middle School, and today I'll be playing Lightly Row.
Hello, my name is Vincent Louis, and I am attending Meeker Middle School, and today I'll be performing Allegro and Long, Long Ago.
My name is Aureli, and I go to Nelson Middle School, and I will be playing Lightly Row and French Folk Song.
My name is Richie Doan, and I'm currently attending Renton High School. And today I'll be playing Minuet 2 and Minuet 3. Thank you.
My name is Adriana Nájera, and I am a sophomore at Lindbergh High School, and today I will be playing the Telemann Concerto for Viola.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll be playing the first movement of the Suite for Violin and Piano by William Grant Still. Thank you.
So thank you so much for honoring the library by doing your debut concert here. I'm hoping that this is not the last time. Can we please give a round of applause for Dr. Quentin Morris for all of his love? So we wanted to have just a brief Q&A with the artists and Dr. Morris. Do we have anybody in the audience who had a question about the process of getting ready for this really marvelous performance?
For some of you who it's your first time performing, I know I was really impressed with the level of preparation in terms of just standing up in front of people, bowing and staying present. What was surprising about getting up and performing? What surprised you in terms of like how you prepared versus executing in performance?
My name is David Almador. Oh, I am 16 years old. Preparing was a hassle because, well, besides getting yelled at and getting pushed, practice and everything, well, I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad that I performed in this beautiful venue. And, well, when you're performing, you're sort of just, like, you just forget that you were performing in that instant, and it's just you and the instrument and your accompanist and just, like, the music itself. And I just think that reaching out in that way is, well, for me, like, filling.
My name is Tristan, and when I performed, it was pretty nerve-wracking. Just all those people staring at me, like stalkers over there, pretty stalkers. But also when I played, I didn't feel nervous because I played a song that I sort of liked when I was younger. So it was pretty normal to me. Also, in science class, you usually play for performance. So it's not, so it's pretty fine for me to like get ready. I probably wouldn't be here today if I didn't hear Professor Quentin Morris play. And he made me really want to play and study under him. Even though he can be annoying a little bit, he's still amazing, and he pushed me to the limits. And I'm thankful for that he helped me be who I am right now.
My name's Mary, and I absolutely love the fact that you students are playing, and even though you might notice that a little glitch, maybe that mess up, and it showed on your face, but you kept pushing through it, and I really appreciated the performance today.
Any other audience reactions to the beautiful music we heard today?
I just wanted to say you guys made it really hard for me to do my job, because normally I just get in a zone when I'm photographing and I don't process what's happening. But during quite a few of the performances, I had to like set my camera down and like just appreciate the music. So that was really powerful for me. Thank you for sharing this morning with us.
Thank you to Chloe, our photographer, chiming in.
David Joseph speaking. I wanted to say you students did a fantastic job, and it was such an amazing performance. My question to you students, what inspired you to actually learn your chosen instrument?
My name is Adriana, and I'm 16, going to be 17 this fall. And I just wanted to say that I did not originally start on the viola. I started on the violin, as most players usually do, because that was the only option at my elementary school. Unfortunately, the music program didn't have that much funding. So when I went to middle school and I had the option to pick an instrument, on the first day, the teacher demoed every string instrument imaginable, and I just loved the sound, the like dark, longing sound of the viola, and I've been playing it for 5 or 6 years now. And I just gotta say, like David said, it's just a fulfilling feeling.
Like Adriana just said, that this wasn't actually the first instrument I picked up on. I actually played the alto saxophone in elementary, and they're just two very complex and very different instruments from each other. It's I don't know how, what inspired me the first time was I was at church and there was this violinist who performed in the middle of the service, and she just played so beautiful that it just made me cry. And like from then on, I was like, I want to learn and master the violin from there. Like, I want to feel that feeling that of satisfaction that I can inspire others to pick up an instrument as well. And like ever since the first day I picked up the violin, I learned all the notes from an orchestra. I was like, this instrument's for me. And I mean, I still play the alto sax every so now and then, but I am more committed to the violin.
Can we give the artists one more really warm round of applause?
This podcast was presented by the Seattle Public Library and Foundation and made possible by your contributions to the Seattle Public Library Foundation. Thanks for listening.